Walker talked both tough and nice about state employees during a forum in Milwaukee yesterday. On the nice side, he said he's trying to avoid new layoffs.
In a tough economy, I don't want to add any more people to the unemployment rolls. So my goal is not to eliminate positions where there are bodies in. Doesn't mean we might not have to.
On the other hand, Walker says he wants to eliminate the 4,000 state jobs that are vacant but funded. That brings concern from Brian Kennedy. He heads AFT Wisconsin, the second largest state employee union.
There are many vacancies in state government, but those positions aren't really vacant. There's a shadow government of private contractors who are doing much of the work, and they are far more expensive and less accountable to the public.
Walker is also talking tough about hiking state employee health insurance premiums and pension contributions next month. He's even raising the idea of working with GOP lawmakers to possibly decertify state employee unions.
State employee unions are a creature of state law. There might be a possibility we consider changing that state law to empower the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin.
That brought a strong reply from Marty Beal of the Wisconsin State Employees Union. Beal says Walker wants to destroy a law that assures the uninterrupted delivery of high-quality public services and has kept labor peace for more than three decades. Beal says the governor-elect seems hell-bent on creating a climate of fear, intimidation, and hostility. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.